Safada, não tenho pena de cavalo escrito e adeus às ilusões. Timidez.
Coming up next on the queue is Matt Gallahan and the Hispanic Mechanics from the album Pistoleros, the track Stud Poker.
Keep it tuned right here to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is the Watiki 7. The album's called Exotica Reborn. We'll check into Cave Olido. Up next also is Karate Boogaloo. The album is called Tremendous Fantastic. And we'll check into the title track. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Thank you for choosing to tune in to Modern Jazz Today. You can learn more about us and the many artists and exclusive interviews at www.modernjazztoday.com. We hope to see you there. Up next on the queue is Dave Klein Band. From the album Shifting Borders, we're going to listen to Shazam Returns.
Thank you.
Coming up next is two Canadian groups. Up first, Dogleg Dilemma. Off the album, Not This Time, we'll check into Equestering Playtime. Then Jonathan Bauer's got an album out called Walk, Don't Run. And we're going to check into Blues Funk.
Oh,
time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. According to a new study, one of the first estimates of sea level rise made by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change closely matches what actually happened over the past 30 years.
What we found was that they did remarkably well.
That's Torbjörn Törnqvist of Tulane University. In the 1990s, the IPCC released a report with different scenarios for carbon emissions and what each would mean for global sea level rise. Turnquist's study found that real-world emissions have closely tracked one of the report's middle-of-the-road scenarios, and global sea levels have risen about 9 centimeters, very close to the 8 predicted by the UN report. Those early predictions were made without today's advanced computer models, and they over- or underestimated the impacts of some drivers of sea level rise. But Turnquist says it shows that even 30 years ago, scientists understood the fundamentals of climate change.
I find it hard to think of any other form of evidence that is more compelling to demonstrate that this is happening. It has been happening for a long time, and we know why, and we understand it, and we can make credible projections.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.